What is up, my dudes? Welcome to Olympia Oddities. I'm your host, Trista, and today we're taking a dive into a well-known, sticky, and slightly smelly local oddity in Seattle. Loved by some and absolutely hated by others, Seattle's gum wall contains more than just wads of pre-chewed aging gum. Amongst stranger saliva, you can find history, myth, and even the occasional controversy. Let's peel back some of those layers of gum together and try to get to the bottom of what's fact and what's fiction. The alley that houses the now infamous gum wall was originally the site of farmers selling produce in the early 20th century. Farmers would sell their radishes, carrots, and potatoes out of the nearby economy building site. Later on, a movie theater moved into the site. Stories of how the gum wall began can vary a bit from source to source, but I did my best to try to get the story of this public art fixture straight. Most sources can agree on one thing, though: who the wall was started by. The original artists behind the gum wall weren't artists at all, in fact, but rather patrons of an improv show at a theater next to where the gum wall now stands. So, I headed to the website of Unexpected Productions to see what they had to say about the wall's origin story. Unexpected Productions began leasing the building near the future gum wall site in 1991. They claimed that a group of patrons were outside the venue one night, waiting to see Theater Sports. Theater Sports is Unexpected Productions' improv comedy show, and fun fact, it still runs to this day. One of the people standing outside the venue decided to stick a penny up onto the wall using some gum. Somehow this craze caught on, and soon others were following their example. By the tail end of 1995, the wall was completely covered in gum-stuck pennies and other coins. It's said that one day, someone came through and pocketed all the change, but left the gum, thus creating the gum wall as we know her today. Unexpected Productions' landlord wasn't too happy about this new feature in the alleyway, though. Their landlord was Pike Place Market Preservation and Development Authority, or the PDA as I'll be calling them, because geez, what a mouthful that name is. They felt that the historic building was being defaced by the patrons placing gum, and ordered it to be freed from the sticky gobs. It was removed, but quickly the wall filled up with gum again. The PDA asked for it to be cleaned yet again, and it was. After three rounds of this, the PDA finally gave up in 1998, when they noticed that people yet again kept holding on to their gooey tradition. The market realized that this was a battle that they had no chance of winning, so instead, they decided to lean into it. Pike Place's website actually has their own page on the gum wall, which I ended up using as one of my sources for this episode. Soon, the gum wall grew into what we know it as today. At 8 feet tall and 54 feet long, it's estimated that the gum wall is home to over 50 pieces of chewing gum per brick. That's over 250,000 pieces of chewing gum, all placed on the wall either by locals or tourists. The way I see it, the gum wall really has two ways of looking at it. For fans of the wall, it's seen as a public art fixture, and a unique one at that. Every day, the wall changes and morphs into something new, as locals and tourists alike add their spit-covered additions. Influencers and Instagram fans alike pose along the wall, blowing bubbles with their gum before placing it, or, occasionally, pretending to lick the wall. The alley is even the site of marriage proposals, with market staff saying they see about 2 a month. Amongst the gum, you can find notes and pictures held in place by the gummy mass on the wall. It's an interactive experience, a rarity in public art. In 2009, the gum wall was featured in the movie Love Happens. Jennifer Aniston and Aaron Eckhart's characters stick some of their own gum on the wall. This sparked a tradition not unlike the famous love locks of Italy and Paris, just a bit grosser. You can still catch couples romantically sticking their globs onto the wall in hope of a love that endures like the gum wall has. In 2015, the PDA ignited a flame of outrage when they announced that they would be officially cleaning off the gum wall. The cleaning was to protect the historic building's bricks that lay underneath the mass of gum. After the announcement of the cleaning, some were excited, but others weren't. The excitement level seemed to depend on which school of thought you were in regarding the gum wall: art or disgusting. One post on their Instagram left by a commenter read, "One of the last to witness the germiest place on earth." The general manager of the contractor the PDA hired even went on record saying, "I just hope that the citizens of Seattle don't hate me for removing the gum wall." The cleaning of the wall was intense. It took 2 hazmat suit and masked up workers a span of 3 days to free the wall of the gunky gum. They had to steam the up to 20-year-old gum up off the alley's walls, so the air hung thick with the stench of mint, juicy fruit, and hubba bubba. The Seattle Times wrote that the air was so thick with assorted gum smells, you could almost taste it. Steel plates had been laid on the ground to catch the gum, and soon enough, it started filling up. A crowd had gathered to watch the slow, grimy process, with news reporters creating news stories and citizens of Seattle's holding their phones up recording all the dirty details to share on their Snapchat stories. Jessica Ness, who was running some ghost tours near Pike Place, told the Seattle Times that, in the summer, the smell was getting to be sickly sweet. Hopefully it mellows out. I have no doubt that it will reemerge as the monster it once was. Another onlooker to the events told NBC News that, it's an icon. It's history. The market is famous for the gum wall. But it also draws rats. In all, the cleaning project took 130 hours to complete, and a little over 1 ton of gum was removed from the wall. But fear not, because by the next weekend, people were back in the alleyway, starting up the wall yet again. In fact, after both the 2015 cleaning and a later 2018 one, it only took people about 5 months to bring the wall back to its former glory. In recent years, the gum wall still stands, somewhat of a mind-blowing thing considering what we all learned about not sharing spit with strangers during the pandemic. The pandemic inspired memes about the wall, making the claim that if you'd ever visited, you were probably immune. The wall continues to be a source of good, like artist Rudy Willingham, who used over 200 pieces of gum to create a tribute piece to Seattle's gum-chomping ex-coach, Pete Carroll. While I stand firmly in my beliefs that Seattle's gum wall is a quirky piece of art that deserves protecting, there are the occasional stories that do make me question everything. One of these stories was hearing of an influencer going by XO Ariel, who filmed a video of her licking several spots of the gum wall, like tongue directly onto old gum that was in a stranger's mouth, either recently or after being exposed to 20 plus years of whatever else has gone on in that alley. Use your imagination. Just when you thought this couldn't get any worse, she even removed a piece of gum from the wall, popped it in her mouth, and started chewing away. Onlookers to the event were shocked and horrified, rightfully so. Thank you for listening to Olympia Oddities. I had a lot of fun researching this one, so I hope that it was a fun listen. If you want to help support this little podcast, you can give me a 5-star review, share me on your social media, or recommend me to a friend. Every little bit truly does help, more than you know. If you want to stay in the know, share some memes, or recommend an episode idea to me, a great way to do that is by joining the Facebook group or following me on Instagram. Both can be found at Olympia Oddities Podcast. If social media isn't really your scene, I also take episode submissions through email, so hit me up at olympiaoddities@gmail.com. And until next time, friends!